The Bełchatów power plant in Poland is the largest lignite-fired power station in Europe and one of the biggest single sources of carbon emissions on the continent. For decades, it has powered Polish industry, heated homes, and supported thousands of jobs. But it has also embodied the difficult trade-offs at the heart of the energy transition. To unpack the details of the Bełchatów energy transition, I'm joined by Monika Manowska, investment advisor at Energy Investment Management. I'm Pamela Larg. Welcome to the Energy Transitions Podcast. Monika, thank you so much for joining us. For our listeners who are perhaps less familiar with the Bełchatów power plant, tell us a little bit more and the plant's history and the role that it's played in the region.
Yeah, of course. So first of all, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. And yeah, for those who don't know, Bełchatów is the largest lignite-powered power plant in all of Europe. It was established in Poland in 1975 and it is owned by PGE, which is the largest energy group in Poland, state-owned. And it is responsible for around 20% of Poland's total electricity. But at the same time, it is also, as you said, the single biggest emitter of CO2 in Europe. It emits, as of recently, around 27 million tons of CO2 every year. And that number has already decreased because 4 years ago, that was 30 million. And 6 years ago, that was 38. So they managed to get down quite a bit, but it is still a very, very large amount and still first place in all of Europe. And so now the issue is how do we shut down the plant that is also running out of lignite, so it has an unavoidable deadline that we cannot go around. How do we shut it down? At the same time, how do we replace that energy that's been provided to Poland for decades now? And how do we do that while taking care of the workers who work in the plant, in the mine, and in the surrounding areas?
So there's obviously a timeline. You say there's a deadline. So help us understand, when will the plant shut down? This is surely a process. This is not something that can happen overnight.
Yeah, of course not. So the mine is expected to run out of lignite by 2046. So that is kind of the final date we're working with. And the plan is to gradually scale down the generation of power and steadily shut down units one by one throughout the 2030s until we finally close the final unit in 2046 and we close the last mine unit in 2038.
That is quite a process. Did I hear correctly, Monika, that Bełchatów has been responsible for 20% of Poland's electricity generation?
That is correct.
Okay, so when this plant shuts down and is no longer generating, how do we fill that gap? What kind of technologies are we going to look to? Is it renewables? Is it gas? How do we fill this generation capacity gap?
I think it's hard to answer this with a definite answer for now, but the ideas are to ideally replace it with renewable energy. And so the ideas are mostly to focus on solar and wind energy, which would make up most of the electricity loss that was previously generated by Bełchatów. But that is the most optimistic scenario. If we could replace all of it by solar and wind, that would be great. It's probably not what's going to happen. We're probably going to have to mix it with some either biomass or waste to energy or other types of lower carbon intensive technologies, but they're still not zero carbon.
Okay, so that's for the power generation aspect of it. And then for the mine pit, am I correct that there's something special planned for that area as well?
There is a very special plan. So the mine pit that's left behind, that will be left behind, is enormous. It can fit approximately 5,000 football pitches. So it is a great, great hole in the ground that's actually visible from space also. And so it's a big question of what do we do with the mine pit once the power plant is no longer functioning. And PGE actually already has a plan, already has an answer to that question. And they want to create a sort of recreational lake by 2070, so turn it more into a touristic hub. And that will have different sport activities such as skiing or golfing or extreme sports and leisure spots. So really turn it around completely and change the industry of the place. But even though that is PGE's plan, it has faced a lot of criticism because Bahatov, the complex in Bahatov as it is, has already a quite extensive infrastructure built in. And so it would be, well, a loss of opportunity and a loss of resources to ignore all of that infrastructure and just turn it into a tourism hub instead. And so experts have suggested that maybe it would be better to actually focus on renewable energy in the area afterwards. And so some of the ideas are, for example, installing solar arrays on the more shallow edges of the pit, or you could also install floating solar panels once the water has filled in the pit. There could also be installed onshore wind, and altogether it's expected that the infrastructure could support around 6 to 11 gigawatts of renewable energy in the region.
That does sound very exciting. It sounds exciting because we are able to talk about it in this context, but perhaps for the people who live there, I'm not sure how exciting that is, especially in a community where coal has been so deeply embedded in generations and within families. Tell us, Monica, what is the impact of this energy transition on the people that live there?
Yeah, so as you said, mining has been a thing for decades in the region now. And so it's families that have, their fathers were miners, their grandfathers were miners, it runs in the family. They also take great pride in their work. And so it's definitely a extremely big issue for them that the plan is due for a shutdown. So the town of Bahatov before the plant was installed there, actually before that, it was a very poor, underdeveloped region that relied on agriculture. And so the power plant really flipped its destiny around and helped it prosper economically. And it is still the main economic driver in the region. It's estimated that PGE directly employs around 7,500 people in the complex, and indirectly it comes up to around 20,000 people. And when you look at a region that the city has around 50,000 per people, the region itself a bit over 100, that's an enormous percentage of people living in there. And so I think the question of what will happen to the town once the complex is no longer there is a question that really terrifies everyone living in the city, both people who work in the mines, work in the plant, or even people who just maybe own stores and are worried that once the plant's no longer there, people won't have money to afford luxuries, to afford services. And so that would really impact the whole economy of Bahatov.
And obviously the economic concerns are not the only concerns, because when we were discussing this topic in more detail, you did mention energy independence and resilience, which is a really big focus for Poland. Would this help or hinder that?
Well, that depends how we manage the transition. Obviously, if the power plant is shut down and we don't have any other solutions, any other alternatives, Poland might be forced to import the needed electricity, and that would definitely hinder us in reaching more of a national energy independency, which is a very, very big topic for Poland, especially because Bohatów, when it was installed, it was actually a way for Poland to become more independent when it comes to energy. And right now, especially with the political climate, we were kind of forced to stop importing, for example, from Russia, oil, gas. And so I think right now it's a very big topic for Poland to be able to generate its own energy and not have to rely on importing from other countries.
Would you say that lessons have been learned so far in the process that Poland could share with other countries that are experiencing a similar transition?
I think so far, we still haven't made enough progress to actually show lessons. I think that once the transition is complete and hopefully it is successful, it will be a great example of how do we manage such a big shift away from coal for other countries. Or maybe in the worst case scenario, if it is not successful, maybe it will serve as a warning towards other power plants as well, both in Europe and around the world. I think that Bahatów is the biggest lignite-powered power plant in Europe, and so if the Bahatów manages to actually transition, I think that can definitely serve as an example to other power plants and kind of help us figure out how do we deal with such changes.
One final question. Monica, this is obviously something that is close to your heart. It's part of your studies as well. Tell us why you decided to really research this and investigate this.
Well, since I come from Poland, it is a very, very big topic for me. And especially since my work is with energy and also my studies are economics, I think that's the perfect combination of two in a way, because it really combines both. And I think that right now, as we move towards this transition, Poland is really kind of on the verge of a really big change. And I think how we approach this transition and what we do with it can really determine how we will end up as a country.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your insights. It's been a pleasure. For more insights, join the Enlit community.